Daf Chaf Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, which is about halfway through the Amud. Let's just reiterate what we saw at the end of last shiur, and that is Rabbi Yochanan's attempt to derive Birchas HaTorah Lachreha with a Kal V'chomer from Birchas HaMozon, or Birchas HaMozon Lefaneh from Birchas HaTorah. All this, or Birchas HaMozon Lefaneh from Birchas HaTorah, all this met with failure and it was shut down. And the reason for that is because each one is unique in its own way. Mazon is Nene Gufa, which we don't have in the case of Torah. And Torah is Chai Olam Haba, which we don't have in the case of Mazon. So anytime you want to learn one from the other, whether it's Mazon from Torah or Torah from Mazon, you'll always have this Pircha, because Mala Mazon Shekain Gufo Nene, Mala Torah Shekain Mevi Ali Olam Haba. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Safek Kara Kriyat Shema, Safek Lo Kara, Eino Chozer V'Kore. Now this is very strange, because we know that Kriyat Shema is Doraisa, and we have a principle, Safek Doraisa L'Chumra. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say Eino Chozer V'Kore if he has a Safek whether he read Kriyat Shema? Safek Omar Emes V'Yatziv, Samek Lo Omar, Chozer V'Omar Emes Yatziv. Here we have a mitzvah d'rabbanan of birchas kriyat shema, and yet we're going to say sofik l'chumra. So it's everything's paradoxical. Everything is upside down, inside out. On the one hand, we're saying that in the case of kriyat shema, we have a sofik l'kula, and on the other hand, in the case of birchas kriyat shema, it's going to be sofik l'chumra. My time. So what's the reason that Rabbi Yehuda makes this distinction between sofik or kriyat shema and sofik omar birchas kriyat shema emes v'yatzim? And the Gemara answers kriyat shema d'rabbanan. Emes v'yatziv d'oraisa. Again, once again, there's something counterintuitive here to say that Kriyat Shema is only d'rabbanon, as the Gemara is just going to raise the objection in a second, and then moreover to say that Birchas Emes v'yatziv is d'oraisa. Masiv Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef asks Rav Yehuda, in the parash of Kriyat Shema it says, u'b'shalvach of kumecha, and therefore there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema, and it's something we have to go l'chumra. And then we'll ask a similar question with regard to Birchas Kriyat Shema. Omar Le Rav Abaye. Abaye reports back to Rav Yosef. And again, this is Abaye, in this case, defending Rav Yehuda. Hahu b'direi Torah k'siv. The pasuk u'b'shabach of kumecha is not generating a chiyuv of Kriyat Shema, but rather it's referring to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And the mitzvah of Talmud Torah has to be fulfilled Boker and Erev, B'shalbach of Kumecha. However, in the case of Kriyat Shema itself, that's only Dirabbanan. Now, we had a Gemara earlier on Daf Yud, quoting Beis Hillel, that this pasuk tells you that you have to read Kriyat Shema at the time that Bnei Adam are shochvim, or alternatively, in the case of Bekumech, when they're owned him. This is not an asmachta. This is a drasha gemura. And therefore, certainly we would assume that when this pasuk refers to Kriyat Shema, that sets up Kriyat Shema as a mitzvah d'oraisa. And this is Tosus Dibra Maschil Hahu, which is all the way on the bottom of the Amud. And he says, D'chsiv u'beshavchav kumecha. And B'shavu Kumecha, we thought, was referring to Kriyat Shema. So Tosus answers, no, that Eino El Asmachta V'lo Joshua Gemura, that this derivation of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema from B'shavu Chav Kumecha is only an Asmachta, but it's the mitzvah itself is only Dirabbanan. Now Tosus, not here but elsewhere in Sota, have a long list of kashas proving from many different places that Kriyat Shema is derived from Psukim. Are we going to tell us that all these Psukim and all these drashas are only an asmachta? That's really a pella. In any event, it comes out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that within the framework of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, we read Kriyat Shema. These are three parashas in the Torah, and we're fulfilling the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. I would say, perhaps, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was the Rabbanan who chose these three parashios as a separate kiyum of Talmud Torah. So there's a general kiyum of Talmud Torah, which includes, encompasses all of the Torah. Then there's a specific Talmud Torah of a Talmud Torah, Sheyeshba Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, and here's where the Rabbanan isolated these three parashios as a unique mitzvah, a special singular mitzvah of Talmud Torah, above and beyond the general mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which could apply with any parasha. In this parasha, we get a different kind of Talmud Torah, Talmud Torah, which has the character of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. But that takana is the Drabbana. When he reads these three parashas, no doubt he's mekayim mitzvah d'oraisa. But the chiyuv to read these three parashas specifically is Drabbana, and therefore in the case of a Safek, we apply the principle of Safek Drabbana Lekula. But now we have to get to the second half of Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the case of Safek of Emes V'Yatziv. And the Gemara asks Akash on this, on Rabbi Yehuda from a Mishnah, our Mishnah, onto the Sefer of Rabbi Yehuda, that Emes V'Yatziv requires Safek Lechumra. We learned in that Mishnah, Bal Keri Maharer Belibo V'Eino Mivarech Lo Lefaneo V'Lo Lachreo. V'Al Amozon Mivarech Li Achro V'Eino Mivarech Lefanov. The Yisal Kedaitach Emes V'Yatziv Doraisa is Livruch Liachreo. In other words, the Mishnah establishes the principle that with regard to Kriyat Shema, the Bal Keri is Mahar Belibo. And that's based on the fact that Kriyat Shema is Doraisa. With regard to the Brachos, he's not even required to be Maharer. Not Lefaneo, that means the Brachos before Kriyat Shema and Shachris, that's Yotzer Or and Avarabo. And not Lefaneo in the case of Mairiv, which is Mairiv Harov Vavas Olam. There's no need, no obligation to be Maharer. Velolach Reha, and not with regard to Emes V'Yatziv, that's in Shachris, or Emes V'Amun of Ashkivenu in Arvis. V'Al Amozon Mevorach Liachrov, but he has to be Maharer for Birchas Hamozon Liachir. V'Eino Mevorach Lefanam, but Birchas Hamotzi, he's not obligated, not even to hear. V'Is Alkadat Emes V'Yatziv Midoraisa is Levruach Achreha. Just like we said that he's Mahar Belibo B'Kriyat Shema, and in the case of Birchas HaMazon, he's going to have to be Mahar, and that's because these two are Doraisa. So now you're telling me that Emes V'Yatziv is Doraisa. So then, why is it that Emes V'Yatziv is Potur from Hirur? He should be Chayvin Hirur. My time of Mevarech. The Gemara says that why would they mechayev him to mevarech liachar hamazon? Imishum yitzias Mitzrayim. I'm sorry, my timer. We're not referring to Birkas Hamazon. We're talking about Rabbi Yehuda Shita in Emes V'Yatziv. My timer. Why do you say, Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to be? You have to be Chozer al HaSofek in the case of Emes V'Yatziv. And the answer is Mishum Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mishum Yitzias Mitzrayim. If you can tell me that there's a Doraisa because Emes V'Yatziv includes Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ha'ad Kirleh, he's already fulfilled his mitzvah of Sechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Kriyat Shema when he was Mahar in Kriyat Shema in Parshas Tzitzis. And the Gemara now is asking, well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if Safek and Emes V'Yatziv is Chayev Lachs, or it means because Emes V'Yatziv is Doraisa, then we should be Mechayev you in Hirur in the case of Balkeri with regard to Emes V'Yatziv. So the Gemara says, and you who are pushing the envelope that we should have to be Maharer, we have a Chiyuv be Maharer in Emes V'Yatziv, why is that? Because Yitzis Mitzrayim, Ha'ad Kerlei B'Kriyat Shema. We've already been Yotzi the mitzvah of Sipri Tzayim in the parasha of Tzitzis, when we mahar in the three parashas of Kriyat Shema, the last of which is Tzitzis that has a fulfillment of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. So once he already mentioned Yitzis Mitzrayim in Tzitzis, he doesn't have to recite Birkas Emes V'Yatziv with Hirur again for the purpose of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim as a mitzvah d'oraisa, he already was mekayim that mitzvah d'oraisa with the third parasha of Kriyat Shema. So what's going on in Emes V'Yatziv? L'chora, we have no choice but to assume that Emes V'Yatziv is only Derabbanan, and therefore, like the other brachos that were mentioned here in the Mishnah, there's no chiyuv. Chazal did not establish a chiyuv here in the case of Al Keri with regard to Emes V'Yatziv, because we're dealing with the Derabbanan, and as we said before, in the Derabbanan, the Mishnah does not obligate you to be Mahar if you're a Bal Keri. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, V'neima ha v'loli boy ha. Since according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a chiyuv azkar sitzis Mitzrayim in a Torah. And what that means is that Emes V'Yatziv is a kiyum d'oraisa of the obligation of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim, whereas Kriyat Shema is only derabbanan. So then, why don't we switch it around? Instead of being mahar in Kriyat Shema in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Emes V'Yatziv, why aren't we maharer in Emes V'Yatziv? And we don't need to be mahar in Kriyat Shema, because the only reason why we would advocate here in Kriyat Shema is because of the mitzvah d'oraisa Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. Why not be mekayim that with the brach of Emes V'Yatziv? Why did the Mishnah say that he should be mahar b'Kriyat Shema and not be Emes V'Yatziv? That's very paradoxical, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kriyat Shema is the Rabbanon, but Emes V'Yatziv, insofar as it mentions Mitzrayim, is d'oraisa, because it's the kiyum of the mitzvah d'oraisa Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. But let's just summarize the Gemara's objection. The Gemara's cash against Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Safik Kriyat Shema is Eino Chos V'Kor, because Kriyat Shema is the Rabbanon, and Safik the Rabbanon Lekula. He holds that his Safik in Kora Emes V'Yatziv is Chos V'Yomir Emes V'Yatziv, because of the Kiyum Doraisa of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. So therefore the Gemara is objecting now to the case of Balkari. If the Balkari has a Chiyuv Hirur, then wouldn't it make more sense that he should be Makayiv the Mitzvah Hirur through Emes V'Yatziv? And there would be no chiyuv here in Kriyat Shema, because again, Kriyat Shema is Derabbanan, and Emes V'Yatziv is Doraisa. So you were pushing the envelope that in Kriyat Shema he should be Mahara, because there's Chiyus Yitzis Mitzrayim in Kriyat Shema. But fundamentally, Kriyat Shema is Takonas Chachamim, whereas a mitzvah Derabbanan. Ella, what? You could be Mekayim Chiyus Yitzis Mitzrayim through Kriyat Shema. Well, I got news for you. You could be Mekayim the mitzvah Chiyus Yitzis Mitzrayim through Emes V'Yatziv. And since we hold, according to Abiyud, that Emes V'Yatziv is a Do'oraisa, then it makes sense to be Mekayim Emes V'Yatziv, the mitzvah is Chiyus Yitzrayim through Emes V'Yatziv, and then Memela, he doesn't have to be Mahar in Kriyat Shema, because he was already Yotzi the mitzvah Do'oraisa of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim by reciting Emes V'Yatziv. So that's what the Gemara is asking of a name of Havel Oboi Ha. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since you're telling me that there's a chiv mitzvah, Zechiris Yitzrayim d'oraisa, whereas Kriyat Shema is the Rabbanon, it's not d'oraisa at all, so let it be Mahar v'Emes V'Yatziv, which is a chiv d'oraisa of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. U'memela, he's not going to need hero in Kriyat Shema, because he's already fulfilled his mitzvah d'oraisa of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. So why did the Mishnah say that he should be Mahar in Kriyat Shema, not in Emes V'Yatziv? And the Gemara answers, Kriyat Shema Adifa de Isbe Tarti. Kriyat Shema is a double whammy. So we're not so excited about the fact that Balkari will not be Mahar Belibo and fulfill thereby the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema as far as Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim is concerned. So we have two mitzvahs and two kriyos, both of which contain Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. We have Emes V'Yatziv, which is all about Yitzis Mitzrayim, and we have the last parsha of Kriyat Shema, Vayomer, which mentions Yitzis Mitzrayim. Why do we say that the Balkei has to be Mahar in Kriyat Shema and not in Emes V'Yatziv? Why not do it the other round? Since Emes V'Yatziv is Doraisa and Kriyat Shema is Dorabanan, he should be Mahar be Emes V'Yatziv, and through that here of Emes V'Yatziv, he's Mekayim the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. And now, when we get to Kriyat Shema, we can we can alleviate him of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, at least on a Doraisa level, because he's already fulfilled his mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And yet Rabbi Yehuda says just the opposite, that we have to push for Kriyat Shema in a case of Safek, and leave out Emes V'Yah, and we have to push in Safek for Emes V'Yatziv, and we drop the ball on Kriyat Shema. And the reason for that is because Emes V'Yatziv is more significant than Kriyat Shema. It trumps Kriyat Shema insofar as it's a Doraisa, and it has Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in it as a Doraisa, and therefore it trumps Kriyat Shema, which is only the Rabbanan. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So in the case of Balkeri, it would have made sense to be Mechayev him Bahira for Emes V'Yatziv, which is the Doraisa of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he can omit Kriyat Shema if he's a Balkeri. And v'nei mahav lo boiha, he should be mahar in Emes V'Yatziv, and maybe he doesn't need her in Kriyat Shema, which is against the mission. So the Gemara answers, Kriyat Shema difa, Kriyat Shema has a mila above and beyond Emes V'Yatziv, the isbe tarte. It has two mitzvos, or two kiyumim. Number one, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Number two, Malchus Shamayim. So the Gemara now gives an answer to justify why the Mishnah obligates us in here in Kriyat Shema, not in Emes V'Yatziv, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the answer is that Kriyat Shema Adifa, Kriyat Shema has one up and over Emes V'Yatziv, the Isbe Tarte. It has two dimensions to it. It also has the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it also has Malchus Shamayim. Emes V'Yatziv is only Emes V'Yatziv exhausts itself in Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if we want to get the extra kiyum of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, we should have the Balkeri be Mahara with Kriyat Shema. And then as far as Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, he would have fulfilled his obligation through the third parasha of Vayomer. And now he's not obligated through Emes V'Yatziv to be Mahazik Yetzias Mitzrayim. No, you'll ask me, but why do you use Kriyat Shema as a key of Zechiras Yetzias when you could have easily have done the same, achieved the same goal through Emes V'Yatziv? And the answer is because we want to push in Kriyat Shema for another reason, not for the kiyum of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but rather for the extra kiyum of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. Now it's interesting that we're discussing almost an integration of Kriyat Shema and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's almost like they go hand in hand. And if he's a Balkeri and he can't read Kriyat Shema, at least he should be Mahara b'Kriyat Shema, and he'll gain not only Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but he'll also gain to boot on top Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. I mean, what's very odd about Rabbi Yehuda is that at the end of the day, he's saying Safek in Kriyat Shema is Eino Chosu V'Kori, and he doesn't really give an adequate explanation as to why. Because if it's a bona fide Safek, then he should recite Kriyat Shema. So again, there's so many indications that Kriyat Shema is D'oraisa, and here we have at least that element of Kriyat Shema, which is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Rav Soloveitchik once explained in the Yard Site Josh that the reason why the Rambam omits Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is because the Rambam has it integrated into Kriya. The reason why the Rambam omits the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias is because Zechiras Mitzrayim is somehow integrated into the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. It's the third parish of Kriyat Shema, and therefore it doesn't emerge as a separate independent mitzvah in Taryag. And once again, we see that Zechiras Yetzias is very, very much related to Kriyat Shema, and specifically to Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shema. I mean, it could be that when we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, we are basically stating that we are no longer Avadim to Avadim, we're now Avadim to Hashem. And that is a kiyum of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shema. Now the Gemara finally quotes a Mandiyomer who argues with Rabbi Yehuda, and that's Rabbi Lozer. Safek, according to Rabbi Elazar, Safek Kara Kriyat Shema. Safek Lo Kara Chosev Kare. He's got to read Kriyat Shema a second time around because Kriyat Shema is De'oraisa. There are other Rishonim, other than Rashi, that may indicate that the reason why Kriyat Shema is more Chamur and it is a D'oraisa is because of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shomayim. Safik is Pal, Safik Lo is Pal, Eino Choser Mispalel. So with regard to Kriyat Shema, we're going to apply the principle of Safik D'oraisa L'chumra. With regard to Tefillah, we're going to apply the principle of Safik D'Rabbanan L'Kula. And here we have to add, even according to the Rambam holds Tefillah is D'oraisa, but that's only once a day. And here we're talking about one of the three Tefillos, Kvuos, Min'Rabbanan. In that case, then we could say that he doesn't have to be mispalel. Eino chozer mispalel. Because chovas tefillah is only derabbanan. Now you'll ask me, but the Rambam derives tefillah, the mitzvah of tefillah, from vavadetem es Hashem elokeichem b'chol avavchem. Eizu yavod shel lev zui tefillah. So what does it mean when the Gemara assumes that something is pal, something lo is pal, eino chozer mispalel, because tefillah is only derabbanan? The Rambam derives the chiv tefillah from a pasuk in Chumash. So we're going to have to say that the chiyuv d'oraisa of tefillah eino chinami would generate halacha of safek lechumra, but the tefillah as we know it to be structured today, that's all a creation of the chachamim of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, and there we're going to say that Safik is pal, Safik lo is pal, Eino chozer mispalel, Safik derabbanan l'kula. And even the Rambam who holds that V'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem is a doraisa, zui tefillah, that's the aspect of tefillah that comes under that aspect of tefillah, which is Erev Avok V'Tzarayim, that's already derabbanan. And therefore, Safek is Eino Chozer Mispalel. Now, if he would have a Safek on whether he recited one single tefillah during the course of the day, which is the Doraisa requirement, then I would say that in Safek is Pal, Safek Lo is Pal, is Chozer Mispalel. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rabbi Lozar as far as Safek is Pal, V'Omar, Mahalavai Shis Pal Adam Kolayom Kulo. Anyone who has a suffix, whether he daven or not, he could be mispal, he's chozer mispalel, even though the chiyuv tefillah is only derabbanan. V'alavayshi ispal odom kol yom kul. That's Rabbi Yochanan. If he has a suffix of mispal, let him be chozer mispalel, because even if tefillah is derabbanan, but still, he can daven over and over again, kol yom kul. So it comes out now that Safik is Pal, Safik Lo is Pal would only apply if he fulfilled his mitzvah d'oraisa. Now we drop down to a Chiv d'Rabbanon, and he doesn't know if he said Mincha, Ma'ariv, etc., etc. That's called Safik d'Rabbanon L'Kulo. And Rabbi Yochanan says there's no need to apply the principle of Safik is Palel L'Chumra, because a person should daven the whole day, so to speak. And if a person is mesupik, whether he davened or not, he should be chozer mispalel. He should make sure to daven that chapter again, a second time. As we close the shiur, let's just quickly mention a machlok between the Ramban and the Ravid, or the Rashba and the Ravid. The Rashba says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Levi shispalel adam kol kulo, he's allowed to be mispalel whenever he wants to, but he's not mechuyev. Whereas Rabbi Lozar, if you remember, we studied Rabbi Lozar, he says, Ein Rashoi Lachzor Lispal. The Ravid says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, since if he wants to be Mispal, he can be Mispal. Therefore, in the case of Safek, he doesn't know whether he davened or not, he's Chayav Lispal. And again, he's Cholik on Rabbi Lozar, who says, Ein Chayav Lachzor Lispal. And Rabbi Yonah adds that Rabbi Lozar and Rabbi Yochanan lo nechleku, el Rabbi Lozar Omar
She'eno mechuyev lachzor l'spalel. Rabbi Yochanan amar im rotza yochel l'spal kol hayom.
Okay, then this is where we'll stop. And in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we start with Amar Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel.